This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Union Cabinet today approved 6-lane Greenfield Elevated Corridor covering over 46 km between National Highway 19 and Varanasi Ring Road in Uttar Pradesh on hybrid annuity model, improving urban mobility. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the total capital cost of the project stands over 14,400 crore rupees and will provide seamless connectivity between NH19 and the Varanasi Ring Road, significantly decongesting the city's road network and improving urban mobility. The Union Cabinet has also approved Semicon 2.0 program with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees for the development of India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem.
Semicon 2.0.
Semicon 2 is built around 6 key pillars. The first pillar focuses on chip design. The second places major emphasis on semiconductor machinery and materials. The third aims to establish many new semiconductor fabrication units. The scheme also includes provisions to further strengthen the ATMP and OSAT industry, which has already gained momentum in India with 10 units already established.
The Union Cabinet also approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme, that is MPMS, with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the scheme will be implemented for the next 5 years. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom came into effect today. Simultaneously, the Agreement on Social Security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, also became effective, reinforcing the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark deal grants zero-duty access to 99% of Indian exports in the UK market. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasized that these agreements will significantly expand market access, strengthen trade and services, and facilitate greater mobility for professionals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, CETA will give a fresh momentum to India's farmers, entrepreneurs and MSMEs, along with several vibrant sectors gaining stronger access to the UK market. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today called for Corporate Social Responsibility Support, that is CSR, to strengthen agriculture through startups, skill development and agri-tech. The minister said this while addressing the ICAR Technology Portfolio for Corporate Social Responsibility Conclave 2026 in New Delhi. He urged the corporate sector to embrace the Indian ethos of trusteeship and dedicate a part of its earning towards the welfare of farmers, agricultural research and rural communities. India and Poland today held bilateral talks in New Delhi to strengthen cooperation in the micro, small and medium enterprises, that is MSME sector. The meeting was attended by a high-level Polish delegation led by Deputy Minister of Economic Development and Technology, Michal Baranowski. The Indian side was led by MSME Secretary Bharat Khera. The Election Commission of India today extended the schedule for Special Intensive Revision, that is SIR, in Punjab by 11 days. With this change in schedule, the final voters list will now come out on October the 12th instead of October 1st as was scheduled earlier. The U.S. military has said that it has launched a new round of attacks on Iran today. The U.S. military central command, that is CENTCOM, said the strikes are designed to further degrade military capabilities Iranian forces have used to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran's state media reported that U.S. strikes hit the southern port city of Bushehr, which houses the country's only civilian nuclear power plant complex. In the Asian Under-19 and Under-23 Boxing Championships, three Indian women boxers won gold medals, while 10 others bagged silver medals in Jakarta today. In the Under-19 category, Chandrika Pujari won the gold medal in the 51kg weight class, while Prachi claimed gold in the 57kg category. Chandrika defeated Uzbekistan's Najokat Mardonova by a unanimous 5-0 verdict to win the gold. In FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on England in the second semi-final match at Atlanta in the US tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.